USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden has delivered what's billed as a major address on Ukraine from Warsaw.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
Biden delivered the speech after meeting with Ukrainian refugees in Poland. It comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine. Special advisor at the White House National Security Council, Matthew Miller, telling ABC's Good Morning America that the administration is not looking at Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russian invasion, the Kremlin downplayed things, accusing America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted. And they found nothing wrong. Everything was good. Just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Biden administration is calling for tougher sanctions against North Korea. Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un said his country is preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The call for sanctions happened during Friday's meeting of the UN Security Council. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada wants an apology, a public one, from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest indigenous residential school in British Columbia. It was one of several similar sites in that country. A meeting between First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. Tyree Sampson, who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday, is being remembered. The 14-year-old fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months, passing inspection in December. The Florida Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the cause. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Unionizers are once again trying to organize a warehouse of an internet retail giant.
Amazon workers at the company's JFK 8 Staten Island warehouse started casting ballots on whether to form a union as labor organizers look to New York for the first ever union victory in the retail giant's 28-year history. As the second largest U.S. private employer, Amazon has long been a focus for labor advocates who hope that a single union victory will spark organizing efforts across the country. Amazon has previously said its workers' safety is a top priority, and that the company is investing heavily to help staff. The push to organize is spearheaded by a group of workers known as the Amazon Labor Union. In-person voting at JFK 8 will last until the end of the month. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Former President Donald Trump is suing his 2016 Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. He says she and other Democrats tried to smear his name by tying him to Russia.
Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, on Newsmax.
The wonderful thing about this lawsuit is that most of it is fact already proven through many, many investigations. Donald Trump is not a target. And if you're going to come after him, he's going to fight back. And the days of him taking it, they're not happening anymore.
The suit seeks compensatory and punitive damages of over $24 million. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.